Lawmakers have become skeptical of some of the data they're getting from the Parnell administration about the future of the state's economy. Governor Parnell wants the legislature to approve tax cuts for the oil industry, but lawmakers say the administration is justifying those cuts with unrealistic budget forecasts. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The House Finance Committee last week began an overview of the Department of Revenue's long-term income projections for the state. The numbers presented by Commissioner Brian Butcher showed as much as $1.5 billion in excess money available for state operations even 5 years from now. The skepticism surfaced when Butcher presented a projection of future spending that the state would need to meet to get to that point. But the chart he presented, provided by the Office of Management and Budget, showed a 3% growth in the governor's budget from now until 2020. Lawmakers thought that's unrealistic. North Pole Republican Tammy Wilson began to question the information she was getting, and Butcher replied.
When's the last time that you remember that the budget from 1 year to the next only grew by 3%?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, I believe there were some years in the late 90s. Early 2000s that occurred.
Dillingham Democrat Bryce Edgman, a member of the majority caucus, said budgets back in the 90s were not like the budgets that lawmakers have seen in recent years.
That's yesterday. Today it's, 10%, 11% the last year in the operating budget? It increased. The point that I'd emphasize, I think we've been around the table, is that this is a picture that clearly doesn't mirror where we're at now.
Butcher reminded members that the chart came from the Office of Management and Budget. But Anchorage Democrat Mike Dugan would not leave that alone.
I'm afraid you're going to have to listen to what we have to say about this. It is your slide. I do think it's misleading. I would appreciate it if it never shows up again, or only shows up again when there was actual support for the information that it contains.
Even the committee's co-chair showed dissatisfaction, not with Butcher himself, but with the information. Haines Republican Bill Thomas said the budget started this session showing a nearly 5% increase in spending, not the estimated 3%. And he reminded members that their own credibility is on the line.
When we already have a number that's presented us beyond the 3%, and then to go home and people say, well, geez, you blew it out of proportion. We didn't do anything. We're just trying to keep the people in jail and courts moving.
More challenges came up when Butcher gave departmental estimates of the amount of oil expected to be produced. After comments by Kotzebue Democrat Reggie Jewell, the commissioner agreed there have been some errors in previous projections.
Somebody's been feeding us a line somewhere.
I wish I could speak to the prior years. Unfortunately, I'm kind of limited to the information I have right now. I mean, I wasn't sitting in front of the committee talking about a certain percent. This is just what we have based on historical and based on the book that came out, you know, 2 or 3 months ago.
Dillingham's Edgman made the connection between the current budget consideration and the reliability of information when the committee gets to the governor's bill cutting oil taxes. He noticed, while price estimates are not within the state's control, the administration seems to have a lot to say in predicting future production.
On the production side, there's discretion that can be applied administration to administration to serve whatever goals that administration may have.
The tax bill is not yet before the Finance Committee, but members have given the administration a warning. They need reliable data to justify cutting revenue. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.